Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Coffee and Conversation right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and today I am joined by O.T. Fegbenle, right?
You did a pretty good job on that.
Yeah, I practiced. And then I wrote it down phonetically as well.
Right. Okay, great.
Did I do it right, though?
Yeah, you did it right. I mean, there's like an anglicized version of it, and then there's the like Yoruba pronunciation, but that's the perfect anglicized version of it. Some people maul it. So okay. It's pretty good.
I just have to, you know, give myself some credit there. So you are well known across the face of the planet for your many acting sort of debuts. You've been in The Handmaid's Tale, which is sort of the one that is really hitting straight across the face of the planet at the moment, and you are Luke's husband. How's that going for you?
It's an extraordinary privilege. I mean, the source material, Margaret Atwood's book, was, I hadn't read it before, I'm ashamed to say, and I read it, and it was just, I don't know, it was a mind-blowing experience. It's an amazing, extraordinary piece of literature, and it's so hard to converting those into a TV show, but you know, the team we had, Reed Morano, our director, and the Lizzie Moss, and our writer, and like, I feel so lucky to be part of something which is also both good art, but also meaningful.
Well, that's the one thing, because I've been watching this series, and I know a lot of people, and it's funny how you start to sort of feel an affinity for June. You know, you're like feeling everything that she goes through, and the fact that you've been separated, and I don't know, it's out of most of the shows that I've watched lately, that is one that you keep coming back for more, and you just can't wait, and especially the way they end every season, it just leaves you on that cliff, you know, you're like, what, and you just can't wait. So we're looking forward to the next season for sure. I know, especially during lockdown, I tell you. Are you locked down? You're in Tanzania at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Tanzania at the moment, not far from Dar es Salaam, the capital, or the cultural capital. But so we were filming, but we've had to pause filming for this pandemic.
And so there's no word on how long that's going to be for you.
I'm in the same boat as the rest of the world.
Yeah, we had that discussion. It's only 2 more weeks. Don't even.
Yeah,
know
only two
that.
More weeks, and then back to normal.
So you've also got a new movie coming up. It's a Marvel movie, correct?
Yeah. It's called Black Widow, and it's starring Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow. And it's a riot. I mean, it's in a weird way, it's actually almost like a family drama version of a superhero movie. It's really, we have this very extraordinary director who kind of was really good about the nuance of relationships and stuff. And so, so it should be good.
Well, we're all looking forward to it, but I actually want to know a little bit more about you. You started off as a musician when you were a kid in Spain. You took up the alto saxophone.
Right, yeah.
So how did it go from being, and you actually played in bands and did some stage appearances with music. How did it take you from there up to being an actor? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, it wasn't, to be honest, as a child, I was kind of one of those, like, I was in all the after school clubs. I played chess and basketball, and I was in the rugby, and I just did drama and music. And I just did everything, really. And so I was part of the Brent Youth Jazz Orchestra and some other youth orchestras, which toured. So, but I wouldn't actually call myself like a music. I mean, like I played music, but I wasn't like a professional, you know, no one was paying money for me. It was kind of, and so, but so I was interested in lots of things. And then, I don't know, I just had an experience in the theater one night, which kind of made me think, oh, well, let me try and pursue that as an actor, you know, try and pursue being an actor. And it worked out. So, to be honest, I was more into academia up until the age of 18, really. I mean, in terms of the way I saw the trajectory of my life, than I was into art. And it was just this one moment where I went, oh, wait a minute, maybe I could do this as a living or pursue it as a vocation.
Well, your family is fairly talented. I actually know one of your relatives, and all of you are fairly talented when it comes to acting. So maybe it's in the blood.
There are lots of performers in my family, for sure. We're a gregarious, extroverted lot.
Some of you get paid for it and some of you don't.
Yeah, it's a sliding scale of payment. But I think sometimes remuneration for your efforts is sometimes a lottery rather than a meritocracy.
So you're not even just a one-trick pony. You've got, I mean, you've done drama, comedy, theater. What is your favorite as far as your acting career? What has been sort of the most exciting thing that you've ever done, and you're wondering if you can ever top at this stage?
Well, I mean, like, it depends how you mean. If you mean like that, what was, well, I think my best performance, or what I think was the most fulfilling experience for me, that sometimes they're two different things. I recently finished writing, directing, and acting in a television show called Max with three X's, MAXXX, and that was, the most, I guess, fulfilling thing that I've ever done as an artist, to kind of create something as big and expansive as 6 times 30 minutes of television. It was, it wasn't fun, but it was very fulfilling.
And as far as fun goes, what was the most fun experience you had in your
Oh,
career?
I've had quite a few, but the one that sticks out to me is I did this low budget film called Radio Cape Cod, where I went to Cape Cod, and I was just with this brilliant group of people, and one guy who has been my best friend for a long time, and one young actor who became one of my best friends, and just extraordinary people, and just like a wonderful experience. So yeah, that really stands high on my experience list for sure.
So sometimes it's about the people that you're surrounded with, not necessarily the project that you're on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a confluence. I did a play called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which was the last play I did, and that struck high on both levels. And in that instance, the people were lovely, but almost more importantly, they were just extraordinary artists. These three actors in particular that I shared a stage with, Lucy and Clinton Giles, who are just some of the best actors I know. And so every night for 6 months, getting to stand opposite them and never know which direction they will take anything. They're all Picassos, they're all Miles Davises, and they've got their canvas and they're painting, and that was just an awe-inspiring experience to stand on the stage with those guys.
So after Black Widow, where are you going to go from here?
I mean, to be honest, what's weird is, I mean, I guess Black Widow is what I guess the public or some what is high in people's consciousness, but to me, honestly, I was really interested in doing Black Widow because of Kate, the director, and I was very curious about working with Scarlett as an actress because she's extraordinary. But really, my focus was Max. My focus now is Max. It's not so much Marvel. So when I in my mind, I'm like, what will I do after Max? It's the way I kind of frame my life. I think. I'm supposed to do the fourth season of Handmaid's Tale, so I look forward to doing that, and it should be really it's always great because that's another show where the actors and the filmmakers that you're working with are just top level. They're just the best at what they do. You're working with Yvonne and Lizzie, and it's unbelievable, the talent there. And then after that, I don't know. But to be honest, moreover, like, we've got this pandemic to deal with, and I know we've been joking about the 2 week thing, but I think the world is going to change in quite has changed and will continue to change in quite profound ways for months and months to come, if not years. And I think that changes the paradigm of how art will work, how theaters will work, how television production will work. And so I think there's some discovery to be made,
Do you think that we'll end up a kinder, softer people after this?
One of my favorite nonfiction books is a book called Angels of Our Better Nature by a guy called Steven Pinker. It's about the decline of violence over the last few millennia, a few centuries. And it's that, and amongst other literatures, in climate, like Yuval Harari, it inclines me to believe that we are becoming a more moral, more just, more caring, less violent society overall. Of course, there's still unacceptable levels of all of those things. And so I believe that this event has the potential for that, but I think sometimes a lack of resources is is a cause for conflict. And so we'll see how we manage that.
Well, fingers crossed we do manage. I mean, at least the environment is coming out in a better place than it was when we went in.
Yeah.
There's always something, right? There's always something. Well, so right, I know. Yeah. I know you're very busy, and I was granted 15 minutes. So thank you for granting me those 15 minutes.
Say it like granting. You know, it was fun talking to you. Fun. One thing we were speaking about before you press record is we were talking about smoking, and I was plugging this book called Alan Carr, The Easy Way, which is the way I stopped smoking. So any of you smokers out there, when you're sitting at home in quarantine, you can do your lungs a favor as COVID is spreading around the place and read that book. And it really cured me of the filthy addiction.
yeah. Okay. We'll talk in about 6 months. We'll see if I've read the book. How's that?
Yeah, just read it. All right. Thanks so much.
No, thank you. Once again, we have been talking to OT Fag Van Lane.
Yeah, right? Brilliant. Nailed it.
Star of The Handmaid's Tale, and of course, coming up, Black Widow. We thank you ever so much for your time.
It's been such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
I know. Thank you. You've been watching another edition of Coffee and Conversation right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I've been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.